The name Fat Possum conjures up images of the rural South, so that might be what you'd expect from a record label with that name. Fat Possum was founded in 1991 with the sole purpose of recording R.L. Burnside. You may recognize his song, Bad You Know, from the first season of HBO's The Sopranos. Fat Possum went on to build its reputation by recording unknown Southern musicians, many of whom had day jobs and no big aspirations of being discovered. The New Yorker magazine praised the label for attempting to record the dirty blues before it dies out. But all of that is beginning to change. NPR's Jesse Baker explains.
If the folklore is true, and Mississippi blues man Robert Johnson met the devil at a crossroads and sold his soul in exchange for guitar chops, then what happened to Matthew Johnson?
People have always wondered, well, did I have a flat tire somewhere in the middle of nowhere and I just hear somebody playing guitar or anything like that?
Johnson heard a rumor about an old blues man at an impromptu juke joint, and so he drove to Tullahoma, Mississippi. Didn't get a flat, but did hear R.L. Burnside play guitar at Junior Kimbrough's Sunday night house party. With leftover money from a student loan and the simple company motto, "We're trying our best," Johnson started Fat Possum Records.
I mean, our guys kind of never really fit in anywhere, and same with the label almost. And there were a lot of guys in Mississippi, like Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside, that had a much more rawer, sort of angrier, irreverent attitude towards it. They never had career ambitions. You know, they weren't like, well, if I do this, maybe I'll get signed. I mean, they were just like, especially Junior Kimbrough, I mean, he would empty his house and just put all the furniture in the yard and charge people $3 to come in. It wasn't like, oh, maybe I can get a record deal.
But he did get a record deal. Junior Kimbrough was the second musician to be signed to the label.
Baby, you done done girl. You made the boy love you. Now you don't want me hanging around.
After signing Kimbrough and Burnside, Matthew Johnson began to chase down rumors of guitar-playing mechanics and tractor drivers, crisscrossing Mississippi to find artists who epitomized a certain side of the blues. He was convinced that the blues had become too slick. He says he heard too many blues artists signed to major record labels with overproduced albums.
And everything that attracted, I think, the good group to the blues, it was totally gone. The Howlin' Wolf that attracted, you know, the Stones or Led Zeppelin or anybody like that, all of that sort of spirit and anger and just somebody that's totally not content with what they've got to look forward to in life, that whole sort of spirit has been bled out of it.
Fat Possum has taken some criticism for its bad man, blues man branding. Johnson says that's who these guys are. The label's fans call it a brilliant marketing strategy, but it continues the tradition of turning blues musicians into iconic larger-than-life characters. Robert Gordon is the author of It Came from Memphis.
I think that blues fans historically mythologize their blues stars. What you're attributing to the artist is something I'm going to attribute to the fans, and especially sort of the post-coffee house 1960s blues world. So I really think what you're pointing to is something that the fans like to create and embrace rather than what is actually true about the stars.
But a lot of what's perceived as image seems to be true, and it started to catch up with the artists of Fat Possum. In the last few years, the label has lost Junior Kimbrough and A.Z. Payton to stroke or heart attack. Scott Dunbar died in 1994, and earlier this year, 60-year-old blues man Charles Caldwell died after recording only one album. Matthew Johnson titled the album, Remember Me.
And I've been good to you. All I ever got from you.
I guess it was Charles Caldwell. He was one of the best guys that we've ever worked with. And unfortunately, as soon as we start working with him, almost immediately after that, he diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And so after that, it was like, you know, it was becoming like a cliche. So I guess it was sort of depressing and there were a lot of younger acts that I thought were excellent.
So Johnson has decided to modify Fat Possum's image. The once Hill Stomp and Holler blues label has embraced indie rock, signing such bands as The Shams, Paul Westenberg's alter ego Grandpa Boy, and The Heartless Bastards. All of these newly signed bands are young and white. Robert Gordon says it's natural that Fat Possum would want to broaden its horizons.
You know, you close your eyes and you're not hearing an old blues sound, but I think you're hearing a new blues sound. They've stuck their hand into the heart of the blues and they're holding it up and saying, this is what I found.
Well, I'm leaving you, babe. I'm going. I'm sorry right now. Oh, girl, and I ain't.
Fat Possum's new bands are drawing inspiration from the label's original artists. Next month, the label will release Sunday Nights, a tribute to Junior Kimbrough. And though the sound is different, Johnson says the spirit remains the same.
It's more of a howl or just a scream or something, or an emotion that we're going for more than anything else. You know, everyone sort of takes you to task for leaving this, the idea they have of you. But, you know, nothing's forever, and if it's not changing, then it's dead.
Matthew Johnson has always prided himself on putting out records he wants to hear. And right now, what he wants to hear sounds like this. Jesse Baker, NPR News.